we just have to make take two because my boyfriend is in the room and he just played a video. So anyways, welcome back, guys, to a new episode of Conversations with Friends.
We hope you're well, and we're both finally almost well again. We've both been sick for the past few weeks.
Yeah.
And it feels very good to be kind of back on track again.
Yeah. I feel like also when you're sick and like I had like a, I don't know what the English term for is it, but like when you're
like,
your nose, my nose was like infected and blocked and stuff basically.
Yeah.
And then I was basically like coughing and couldn't really talk. And I feel like when you just cough in public, everyone's just death staring at you.
Yeah.
And
Teresa was patient zero.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, everyone's about to kill me. And then I was just like, I literally had like a dinner from work and I mean, I already felt sick, so I didn't really want to go, but I was like, I can't sit on it. It's like a press dinner. And I was like, I can't sit at a table with people. Like in case imagine like just me sitting there, everyone's trying to like enjoy their like fine dining food. I'm just like, yeah. Anyways, we're better now. And
the whole group was sick as well. But yeah, it's always like that, isn't it?
I think I was the one that infected everyone a little bit, but I'm sorry about that.
We're finally good. I think it like feels so good to be able to breathe again through your nose. It's like so weird. It's if it's blocked and like swollen and
you just sound disgusting. I couldn't work out as well, which is, I'm like, I'm not working out every single day, but I feel like doing like Pilates or at least yoga or some stretching adds a lot of like value. It's a lot of,
it's
like,
good for your mental health.
Yeah,
basically.
It's good for my mental health, and I feel like I really need it. And when it's not there anymore, I actually really feel it in my stress levels. And,
oh
like,
yeah, same.
My day to day, I realize that I'm more like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it just like grounds me to like do something in the morning to move my body. And then when I was like sick for a while, I feel like all this energy was like storing in me, and I was like, oh, I don't know. I need like an outlet. And I don't know. I feel like, yeah, it's really nice to be back in the game. I mean, I'm slowly getting into it. I'm not starting with like,
you're not doing like hit
cycling
workouts.
And I mean, I never do hit workouts, but it's nice to just be back in the flow and moving my body. And I feel like my body's also very like
grateful.
Yeah, like yes.
Yeah, no, same. I was so sad because I was like really getting to my like gym routine and like moving routine, and then I got sick. And next week I have surgery, and I won't be able to fucking work out at all for like a month.
Yeah, and then you can only eat ice cream as well.
I don't want to get fat.
You won't. I'll come. We can do some like
ice cream tasting
finger workout or something.
What? Teresa.
No, like some, what can you, yeah, you can't really work out.
Like the thing is, I can't really properly
move. You're also going to just eat soup and stuff. I think it's going to be fine. Like, I don't think you, like, it's fine.
Sometimes like, because I read some blog posts about people who got their tonsils out and they were like, oh yeah, like day six, I couldn't eat or drink at all. And I was like, oh.
I come by with like some lettuce soup and some ice cream. We can do some ice cream testing.
Yeah. Anyways, so I'm very scared. So let's talk about this some other time. Gems of the week, Teresa.
Yeah, I took some time today to think about it because I was like, oh, what was I doing the last couple of weeks? But it's actually my boyfriend was like, oh, that should be a gem of the week.
Your boyfriend was your gem of the week.
No, sorry. He's not your gem of the week. No, but he gave me, for Christmas, he gave me a pottery class as a present.
How was that?
It was really nice. And I think it was just like he was saying like, oh my God, you're just spilling your drink everywhere.
Oh,
you're drinking like a drink that looks like piss.
It does. It's propolis, bitch.
I swear you always have like the weirdest drinks, like some
celery
kind
juice.
Of, yeah, like you always have just like some random drink with you. Anyway, so I went to pottery class. I was a bit like tired because I think we went out that night before, but
I think we did. We went to that bar. Yeah, I remember. We went to
Bar. Yeah. Well, anyways, but yeah, it was super nice. He just gave it to me because I feel like I'm doing a lot lately and I never really take time to like invest in my hobbies or try to find a new hobby or do something for myself that doesn't involve like your phone or like this and that. And like sometimes it's nice to, I don't know, I wanted to like maybe start a new hobby in 2023 or at least try some new things. Like it doesn't have to become a hobby straight away. And he was like, yeah.
Like next week you'll see Therese on the pottery wheel. He's like making an Instagram.
I'm pottery girl now. Like, watch out. No. But it was so fun. Everyone there was so sweet and the instructor was super cute and she just introduced you to like the different types of clays and like what's the difference between clay and pottery. And like it wasn't the one on the wheel. It was the one that you do it with your hands.
Yeah.
She said the wheel can be overwhelming when you haven't really like done anything with clay before. But it was yeah, it was super nice. I kind of just went with the flow and it was just like super wholesome because they had like incense like burning and then they had tea and the people there were super nice. We all like introduced ourselves and then, yeah, I made some pottery. I mean, there's a lot still to learn. I didn't make like a crazy design. Like there's some people going like outrageous. Like, I made like these vases that looked like modern art and I was just making like a matcha cup with like nothing crazy on it. But I thought I'd start small and sometimes less is more because I was like really scared of fucking it up because you know how you can just put patterns in it. And then I was like,
And then it looks shit in the end.
Yeah, and I really liked the shape of it. And she's like, oh, great shape. And I was like, oh, thanks.
Thanks. My first time.
Natural talent, no. But, yeah, I'm going to go back on the 4th to paint it. Like, put the color on it, basically.
Yeah, and then burn after.
Yeah, so that's that. But it was really nice to just have, like, a Saturday activity that didn't revolve about, like,
being hungover.
Yeah. Or like, I don't know, just like doing something I haven't done before, getting out of my comfort zone. Yeah. I was a bit nervous before because I was like, I'm going to be in this room with people I don't know and then we're going to do like art and what if I'm really bad at it? But it kind of showed me that like you can't really be bad at it. Everyone's kind of just trying to do their thing. Like no one there had experience. Like everyone was just kind of like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So it was really nice. And yeah, I feel like I want to do stuff like that. Well, it's just sometimes sad because it's quite expensive to do those workshops.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I have to like see if you can do it yourself, but I guess just even trying, you know, like seeing if you like it or not.
Nice.
But yeah, I really liked it.
It sounds wholesome.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not impressed. I prefer being hungover. No.
Anyways, my gem of the week is because I've been sick the past few past week and I was like watching like I was on Netflix quite some time like reading my book as well but I like at some point I was like oh I need a good like a feel good show and like I didn't find anything on Netflix but on Amazon Prime do you know Two Broken Girls?
Two Broken Girls or Two Broke Girls?
No. Oh my gosh.
Two Broken Girls. That's us. No, just kidding.
Your podcast should be called that.
Two Broken Girls. No, we're not broken.
No, Two Broke Girls.
Yeah,
sorry.
I love Two Broke Girls.
Oh my God. I like, because I've watched it like years ago. Mm. I don't know like when it came out, but.
Like the time where I feel like sitcoms were like a thing where like it was like Big Bang Theory, How I Met Your Mother, Two Broke Girls. Like there's still sitcoms, but I feel like there was a time where it was like booming.
The time, yeah. And so I like rediscovered it for myself and I was like, this is so funny actually. And like, like I don't know, I think, yeah, that shows my gem of the week because I was watching it just like constantly here eating my lettuce soup and just it was a feel good show and it like you can just watch it in the background. Like I was doing some crocheting whilst watching it as well. So
yeah,
it was making me actually feel good. So
yeah, I love those kind of shows where you can just like tune off and just like watch it and just enjoy it because sometimes I feel like,
oh my God, my I mean, I love like blocked. Sorry.
But no, I think sometimes I watch shows and I don't get me wrong. I love like serious shows. I love like shows that have like a meaning or deeper meaning or like you can analyze whatever.
That you can think about.
Yeah.
And stuff.
But sometimes I also love just like tuning off and just not using my brain. And I think sitcoms are really
not
good for that.
Not using your
brain.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like sometimes
turn
just,
off.
Yeah, like sometimes you just like have them playing in the background or I don't know, they just make you feel good. And I feel like there's less emphasis on those shows right now. I feel like a lot of times like nowadays
like
everything
so
has to be super
deep,
serious.
Yeah.
Like we watched like a Netflix movie yesterday. It was called You People or something from Netflix.
You
with
People.
Like Jonah Hill. Yeah, don't watch it. We watched halfway through. We were so annoyed by it. And like, don't get me wrong. So it's like about like this couple who's like, one's like person of color and the other one is like Jonah Hill. So like he's white. He's like this dude. I don't know. And it's trying to be funny, but it's about like he's a Jew and she's, I think she's Arabic. And they are just like meeting the parents. And it's like, it's really long movie. I don't know why, but it was like so boring in a way. And it's just like them meeting the parents and the parents just hate each other. And they're just like fighting the whole time. And I think it like really had like a deeper meaning, but I was just hungover and like tired. And we were just sitting there and it was just like so cringe, like not cringe, but you know, the interactions were so awkward the whole time. And then this person was saying something like this. And,
like when you're hungover as well, it's like, it's not funny.
Yeah, we're just sitting next to each other. We're like, why are they doing this? Why are they saying this? Why are they behaving this way? And I was just like,
why?
Yeah,
why?
You know what I mean? And it's like a little bit of like, sometimes it's funny when there's a little bit of awkwardness, but it was just like this whole movie was just making me feel so uncomfortable because they were just like mean to each other. I don't know. I just kind of recommend that movie. But yeah, and sometimes I thought it was like a feel good, chill comedy as well, because it's supposed to be comedy. And I thought I could just like turn off my brain for a second. But
do you know the movie Monsieur Claude and His Daughters?
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, it's so good. It's like not like the same, but it's like sort of the same like concept.
It was actually funny. Like
it is. Yeah. There are two movies.
I think French people are good at making funny movies.
Yeah. No, but I can really recommend that one. Yeah. It's really funny.
I'm sorry if anyone out there loved You People, but I just, maybe it was just me yesterday being tired and just like couldn't give a fuck. You know, yeah. I was just in bed. I was like, why can't these people communicate with each other? Anyways, enough about our gems of the week.
Yes, lovely gems of the week. I was like so proud of myself because I immediately thought of one and I was like, yes.
Two broken girls.
Two broken girls. Oh my God. Anyways, so that's all for the gems of the week. Mm-hmm. Therese and I thought today we would talk a little bit about a very interesting and important topic, especially in my life. I don't know how it is for
you. I think
you.
In my life as well, I guess like in the
every
past,
day. Yeah. Every day there's some sort of.
I think
of,
it's more like a pretty big stepping point in your life right now, mm-hmm. but it definitely was for me a few months ago. It's still like there's, anyways, maybe you just say what we're so, everyone at home is just like, what are you guys talking about?
No, anyways, so we thought we might do an episode about change. So the big topic today, guys, drumroll, is change. Yeah, because there's a lot of change happening in my life right now, just in very different, how do you say, areas of my life. But like one major one is I'm going through a breakup. So I think that's very big change.
Big change, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I thought today we might talk a little bit about it because I feel like change in general for human beings, it has a very negative connotation sometimes. Mm. Like, oh, things are changing, times have changed. Like, I don't know, it has a very negative aspect. And I think we should just change that narrative and say change is actually really good for you. And it like makes you feel all those things. It makes you do all those things. So we thought it might be fitting today to talk about it a little bit as well. For me, I think it would be good to kind of like, I don't know.
Get it out
and like talk a little bit. And
see
stuff.
How you can like turn change into something very valuable in your life. Like I love change and I think, like you said, it's a very scary term for a lot of people. They're like, ooh, they're fearing change. And we're kind of like just talking about how you can actually like get out of that and channel it into something really good that...
Because, like, as scary as it is, like, change happens whether we like it or not. Like, and so sometimes because we don't like it that much, it, like, leads to the fact that it's very difficult for human beings to accept that things change and that people change and that feelings change and so many things can change.
Yeah.
And I think it's also because it, like, kind of, like, how do you say, rests in our biology that, like, human beings or the brain is like wired to be comfortable and it likes to be comfortable. So sometimes when you face a challenge or you face change, it gets really, really difficult. And you sort of, as a reaction, there's a lot of resistance to it. Mm. So, but yeah, I thought we might just start like the episode with kind of talking a little bit about the reasons why change is difficult and like, why is it so hard for us to accept change. We're going to say change so much
already.
Yeah,
you can have a, make a drinking
please,
name out of
yes,
this.
Just change. Like, every time you say change,
you're
drink.
Very drunk.
But yeah, so one of the first reasons we thought of why change is difficult for us is for us, is that I think everyone is afraid of the unknown. It's like, I don't know. Like no one can say, oh my God, I love the unknown. Like I love being in uncertainty and living in uncertainty and stuff.
I love when I don't know what the fuck is going on. Yes. Give it to me.
Like I think to some extent people say, oh yeah, I actually like it because it kind of gives you like the curiosity to kind of, you know,
explore new
and want to know like what's going to happen. But I think in the end, everyone is kind of scared of the unknown and would like to know, like, I don't know, in the future or like what's going to happen tomorrow. Or like,
I think people always want to explain things as well. It's like, oh, we don't know what happens when you're dead, for example. Everyone wants to like always have an explanation for what's happening in their life or like want to have the control over things. And sometimes there's a lot of things you can't control and sometimes you just have to let life just be how it is and let it, how do you say?
Flow, I guess.
Flow, yeah. So, and then we get like really confused and scared because we're like, what is going on with my life? I can't control what's going on. And
the thing is, I've noticed it with myself as well because like the past few months there was a lot of like I was feeling a lot of uncertainty and being in that kind of space is super scary, but at the same time a very wise woman told me that like sometimes when we find ourselves in those situations, it's really important to kind of embrace that and actually be comfortable with the fact that you are living in uncertainty right now, that you are being in the unknown, and sort of see it more as a like a chance to be curious instead of being scared and fearing the change or like the unknown. And I think it's also really difficult because it's obviously difficult to prepare for something that you don't know what it is or that involves the unknown, because like if we know what's going to happen or like what's going to happen to us or how the situation is going to evolve, then we can obviously prepare and be comfortable again, like in that kind of preparation. So if we don't know what the fuck is happening, like you said, it's really difficult to be comfortable, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's also just like you don't want to, I mean, there's so many people that like stay in their comfort zone. And I sometimes think about like me, every time I get into the state of comfort, it can be really nice, but I think it also gets like really boring after a while. I think in a time of change, that's when you grow and that's when you develop into a different person. And I don't want to be looking back at my life and feel like I didn't change. I stayed the same person all the time. I think growth is very important for us humans. And I think growth and change come hand in hand, but obviously it's like, especially if like during the pandemic, people had a hard time getting out of their comfort zone because you literally, it made it really hard to do it. Like you couldn't travel, you couldn't change like your career. Maybe you couldn't go out partying, you couldn't meet new people. Like all you could do was basically stay at home. So how are you going to like do that? But then I feel like a lot of times, I feel like with my friends or with people at the moment, everyone's kind of going through a lot of change because the world is changing so
absolutely much. And like if the world around you is changing, like obviously something in you or like in the kind of inner world is going to change as well. But yeah, definitely. And I think also another reason, the fact that that change takes time, and it also takes like effort to change something. Like you often like, how do you say, hear, oh, if you want to change then, or if you want to change your life, it's up to you. Like you often hear that. And sometimes, like, if you want something to change, you need to put up with, like, the uncertainty and also the discomfort. Like, sometimes it's not really comfortable or, like, too nice to actually change stuff. Or, like, change sometimes isn't nice. For example, like, going through a breakup. Like, you know, you were in that space before and now you're in a different space. And that can be very, like, uncomfortable. And I think in exactly that reason lies the struggle of people, because some people will think, oh, like, all this effort and all this, like, work is not worth it, and that's why I'm not going to change, or that's why I'm not going to start this change, because it's just too hard, or too hard to achieve, or like I'm too comfortable. And they're like, they have a lot of struggle to kind of get over that and kind of like, how do you say,
overcome it?
Yeah, exactly, like overcome the mountain of struggle. So I think that's another reason why change is really difficult for humans.
Yeah, I think like you said, it's also just like people are afraid of just not doing the right thing and taking, I think also like it goes hand in hand with like making decisions and making the right decisions. And I think everyone's always scared of like the outcome and like, what if I decided to do the wrong thing? What if this is going to change? What if my decision leads to something that I don't want? Yeah. And like, I think you should just let that go. And just, like I said, I personally think that everything happens for a reason. I think your decision happened for a reason, like why you decided this in the moment. And I think the change that's happening is also for a reason. And I think just trying to be comfortable and confident with your decisions as well. But that's a hard thing to learn. Like, I'm the most indecisive person ever. And sometimes I just want someone to like tell me what the fuck to do. Like,
yeah, same. A Libra, actually, this is one of our traits.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Being indecisive is like one of the librarian traits. Yeah, I think you can
librarian.
Say that.
Isn't that like the person that gives you books?
My English today is not on point.
It's a Libra trait, basically.
Yeah.
And I love it, but sometimes I actually hate
same.
It. It's like
same. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
My sister actually used to get really angry with me because I was like, as a kid, I still am quite indecisive, but I used to be so indecisive about stuff. And she was like, just fucking decide, like literally. And I can totally get what she was saying, because it really annoys myself. Like, I know myself with it sometimes too. Like you said, I sometimes want someone to make the decision. Are you okay there?
Yeah, my foot's just asleep again.
Oh, again.
It's always like I'm always sitting here like under this table. Anyways, continue. It's fine.
Anyways, what goes hand in hand with what you said is like, I think we often fear change because of the fear of failure, like doing the wrong thing or like sort of failing in the end, like really kind of makes change really difficult for us because it really prevents us from taking that step into the direction because we're like, oh, like what if it fails? Like what if it doesn't work out? Like what if this happens? What if this happens? Like exactly those two words, the what if, like it's like such a big, how do you say, it like
term that plays in people's heads, like in the back of their head.
Yeah,
like
an obstacle. Yeah. Like it's like those two words, like in like I can speak for myself, like maybe like I think maybe for you as well, like for any other listeners here. I think fear of failure is sometimes a really big reason that prevents me from making actual change in my life.
Yeah.
It's like, what if it doesn't work out? Like, what the fuck? If it doesn't work out, like you're going to find something else. Like, it's fine.
And you always can go back into that state of comfort. Like, say, for example, Australia. Sometimes I think, what if I haven't went to Australia, for example? We wouldn't have met, you know? Like, there's many things that would have happened. And it's like, when I went to Australia, I was so scared. I was so scared of the change and like everything's going to change. I'm alone. Like I'm leaving the house. I'm in a different continent. My parents are not going to be there. Like so many things were changing, but I learned so much from it. Yes, there were some obstacles. Yes, there was a hard time, but I really learned and grew so much in those hard times. And I think also just like taking on the challenge because at the end of the day, I could have always like flown back to Germany. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like you can always go back. But I think one of the things that I fear the most in my life is being on my deathbed and thinking, oh, I should have done this, or why didn't I do this? Or like, you know, like regretting that I didn't take chances. So I'd rather take them now and like then always being able to go back into your comfort zone than being too afraid to try it. Because I feel like then you're also going to just be like this hateful person that like never was able to fulfill your dreams or go this path. And like, you know, you should be happy to fail. Like you should be just enjoying that like you can fail. But a lot of times it works out. And
it's sort of always like, even if it doesn't seem like that in the moment, it always turns out in your favor. Like I actually saw this TikTok the other day and there was this girl and she was like, from a universal perspective or from the perspective of the universe, there's never no, it's just yes or something better. So it's like the universe never gives you like, how do you say, if that makes sense, like yes or no, like or a yes or something better, like you will always either get the thing you want, or if it's not the thing you really want, it's something better. And I think that's really important to kind of keep in thought.
Oh, you mean when it's like a big decision in front of you and you're like, either you say yes to that decision, and if you say no, there was going to be something better coming for you.
Yeah. Or
so like you don't lose that chance, you'll just get a better chance.
Basically. Exactly. Okay. Like that as well. But also, for example, if you change something in your life, if you make a really, if you make a really big decision and for example, you quit your job and then there's this other job that you really, 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 really want. And then you either get that job or you don't, but you get another better job, if that makes sense.
Like doors will always open for you. Because I think people sometimes are scared that doors will always be shut.
Exactly.
But there will always be a door opening if you just look for it. Like, yes, if you close yourself in your room and shut off the world and just stay in your bed where it's comfortable, no doors will open for you. But you just kind of have to like just be like trusting yourself and the process and the universe that things will work out in your favor.
Yeah, definitely. But there are like lots of different kind of reasons why change is good for you. Like the list goes on and on and on. Why change is difficult. Sorry. but on the other hand,
the list goes on and on and on and on
and on and on and on and on. No, but obviously there are some reasons why change... You did that so slowly, just putting your cup on the table.
Yeah, I'm trying to like not make a noise. I was like,
but there are obviously several reasons why change is good for you. Like not just difficult, which is sometimes
what we like to try. I feel like we like to see what's difficult and be like, oh, it's so difficult. That's what I'm not doing.
Yeah, but like on the other hand, there are some very good reasons why change is good.
Yeah.
For example, I think Teresa was already. She was telling us about the story when you went to your pottery class and you felt like a little bit scared and like you hadn't done that before, but you did it in the end and you got out of your comfort zone and like you changed something that day. So like sort of in you, like obviously the experience changed because you've done pottery now, you know, so a change happened in your life. And that's exactly like that shows that change is good because you really get pushed out of your comfort zone, because we like to stay in the comfort zone. Like human, it's nice and warm and comfortable in the comfort zone. And so it's really, really good to be pushed out there and to do something outside of it where you are really challenged. Mm. Like your beliefs or your opinions and your mindsets are challenged. Like, doesn't have to be pottery class, but can be any other thing in life as well.
Pottery class is kind of like the lowest, not the lowest, but like
it's
already a step, but I feel like there's even bigger, like you said, quitting your job or moving to different countries.
Yeah.
Scarier. But I think even that, like you said, the small changes in your life happening every single day, like that pottery class, if I wouldn't have gone, like maybe I would have never done it, or like maybe I would have been scared of doing workshops. Now I have a matcha cup. I met new people.
I have a matcha cup now.
I met new people. I'm like maybe also not as scared next time I'm going to a workshop and seeing that like I can do this. This is not scary. Like everyone's in the same situation. Like I don't know why I get like socially anxious sometimes in those kind of scenarios.
You sort of find comfort outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah. So.
Like that sort of
beautifully said.
Thank you. No, but what you were saying, like if you don't take the path of change, sometimes you don't even get to experience that much. For example, like you went to Australia, I went to Australia. We did it. Like we overcame that fear of going somewhere alone, like not knowing anyone there or like being just by ourselves. Mm. And by that, like in the end, we have so many experiences and memories that we collected on our way and on our travels. And I think that's exactly also a reason why change is good, because you, in the end, you get to have so many experiences. You get to like meet people. Mm. Like you also kind of, I don't know, you...
It shapes you as a person.
It makes you who you are in the end. Like all those experiences, they really shape you and your personality and make you...
And your future as well, like what's happening in the future. And like just, I think also us moving to Berlin afterwards and like everything, every decision we make leads to us growing and evolving. And I think decision making is scary, but it definitely is a good thing. And I also remember like a conversation I had with my sister when I was in Australia that like, I remember when I wanted, like was thinking about staying in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, on the phone, she was like, yeah, you can stay, but you can always come back to Australia. Just like right now, I think you're in your comfort zone again. Like you're in your comfort zone in Australia.
And going to
Berlin will get you out of your comfort zone again, and you will learn more about yourself. You get new experiences, you meet new people. And yes, moving to Berlin, obviously, at first, is also like a challenge of change. Like
moving to a new place is always a like big part.
Even
like,
though
of
it's
change.
In Germany, it's like new people. Like I have to find an apartment. Like it's cold here. like those things. And I think now looking back, we both grew so much through that change happening. And I think you never realize it in the moment, but I think once you reach a certain point and you look back, you're like, oh my God, this change was so good for me. Oh my God, this was so nice. And it's really beautiful to see how much you grew as a person. And other people tell you, like, they're like, oh, you were so different back then. Oh, you were so different back then. I don't think that's a bad thing. I love when people tell me this, because I'm like, oh, great, something happened in my life. I developed into a new state of my life. You know?
Yeah, definitely. And I think also when a human being, or like at least when I, or like as I'm going through a lot of changes and like phases of change in my life, I think something that I've noticed about myself is that my mind is really like, I don't know, how do I say this? Like it's expanding in a way that I had never seen it expand in the past. Like I really, like going through all of that change, I'm getting to know who I really am and like what I can handle in my life. And like, I'm also getting to know my limits, like up to where can I handle things or situations or people or even my emotions, myself. And I think that's super interesting. Like going through that change, I kind of, how do you say, what happened? Oh yeah. Shedding kind of like past layers of yourself and just like a snake, basically. It's like, I think that's such a good, like, it's so interesting. Like how nature will like, how do you say, like snakes, for example, like they shed their skin. I don't know what, like, do you know when they... Is it every month? Every year?
I actually have no idea. Oh my God.
We should find out.
I know nothing about snakes.
Like. No, but that's also, for example, like...
I'm sorry.
Your foot is...
It's like really bad.
Sorry, guys. Teresa's
You're just like talking about snakes and I was like...
Anyways, what I'm trying to convey here is that it's super interesting that nature is kind of like, I don't know, it's a really good example for myself, at least, that snakes, they go through that, how do you say, phases of change, like that phase of change where they literally shed their whole skin. And I think, obviously human beings, like, they shed skin as well, but we don't, like, we obviously don't notice it. So I think change is some sort of form, like shedding past layers of yourself, like a snake, if that makes sense. I'm like blabbing on about snakes.
It makes sense. It's like a lot of similarities between nature and animals and humans.
Yeah, like, but that's sort of like, I don't know, the the shedding of a human being. It's like change. And I think that's what kind of really puts it into, how do you say, it puts it into flow. Like, change is basically you starting to shed layers of yourself or emotions, or, I don't know, like shedding things that you don't need, or...
Yeah, it's a process as well. I think when I saw you the last couple of months and you're doing not so well and you're always like, oh, I'm not feeling too good. Everyone around me is feeling good. And I knew in that moment that this time right now for you is really valuable. And even the time you're in right now is such a big time of change, but it's also such a big time of learning. But obviously it didn't, like, I said that to you here and there, but I feel like in that moment you're just like, don't want to hear that. Because like, when you're sad, you don't want someone to be like, but like, you're learning from it. It's like,
Fuck off.
But I think you will see in like a few months or so that this time right now you will learn so much about yourself and like your surroundings. And that's also such a valuable thing. And then, yeah, if you would have maybe not done this step, I'm not saying you wouldn't have grown or you wouldn't have learned, you would probably grow in other directions. But the scarier thing sometimes is the one that makes you learn the most.
Yeah, exactly. And like makes you expand the most and like fulfill your, like, your highest potential. So yeah, change is good, guys.
Sounds like we're like some Pokemon who like level up. Like, I'm at my highest potential now.
No, but yeah. So anyways, like we said, there are reasons why change is super difficult, why change is obviously good for you. But sometimes us human beings, we... like, we like someone to tell us what to do and stuff, but that's not what we're trying to do here. But we wanted to kind of give you a few tips and tricks or a few kind words on your path that make, that could make your change or any change that you're going through right now easier. And first one is kind of what really helps me personally as well. Like, if you're going through a hard time or good time of change, doesn't matter, it's really important to have like a, like a clear purpose, like a clear purpose in your head. Like, ask yourself, okay, why do I want some, like, why do I want this to change, or what do I want to change with it? What exactly do I want to achieve? And sometimes in the end, that's what really helps, having this like clear idea in your mind. But at the same time, if you don't have a clear idea, or if you have no idea and you're still in that sort of space of uncertainty, that's totally okay as well. Just know that it will pass. And then after time, a clear purpose will maybe show up in your life.
I don't think you always can see like straight away. But I think, for example, with your breakup, you obviously kind of knew what would happen, like what would be like the change that happens, and like what will be the outcome. Obviously things can still change on the way, and there's never like a clear path that will always be like exactly the same. Like, not every breakup is the same, not every moving process is the same. It's always like different in a way, but you obviously know like what this purpose that you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, knowing that.
Sorry.
No, you go.
No, you go. I was like,
yeah, you're like, I'm going to make this. I'm going to say this. No, you go. You were really enthusiastic.
Oh my God. It's like so not like, it's very anticlimactic right now. But what I wanted to say is that, for example, like, let's take the, how do you say, the job situation again. If you quit your job and if you're looking for, how do you say, if you're looking for another job, you're moving through that uncertainty as well. Maybe in that situation, it would kind of, how do you say, help to have a purpose. Like, what job, like, where do I want to work? Like, what people do I want to work with? What do I, like, how do I want to feel in this job? What do I want to do? Like, do I want to do this? Like, do I want to work with people or by myself in an office or not an office? Like, and after time, like, you will kind of know what you want.
And also always remember like why you started in the first place, like why you quit in the first place. Why did you want to go to Australia? Why did you want to move to this place? Why did you break up? And then if you remember that and that purpose, it kind of helps you to like move on and go through with it. Because sometimes I feel like changing is also, like I said, a process. So we like to give up in here and then and again go back to like the easier road and just be like, oh no, I'll just not do it, or I'll move back. Or,
and sometimes also the like emotions get the better, like the better.
I love how you're using your hands, like words come to me.
I'm a wizard. is wizard the word for a woman as well? Witch? No,
wizard. Yeah,
wizard.
Yeah.
I'm a wizard. Anyways.
I don't think that wizarding. I don't think there's a female term for that.
I didn't know. And I was like, oh, did I just say the wrong word?
No, it's like, wizard. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I just forgot what I wanted to say. Doesn't matter, guys. Let's go on to the next point.
I think we kind of made clear what we meant with that point.
Anyways, next one is how do we make change easier? Like next one is that like to know that it's really okay to fail. Like we said before, like, why change would be difficult is the fear of failure. And at the same time, like knowing that it's really okay to fail and that it's okay to make mistakes, because we're all just fucking human beings. Like no one's fucking perfect in this world. No one really knows what they're doing, but like, you know, it's fine to not be perfect. And you'll learn from those mistakes. And then from there, you'll change again. And it's just a process. It's like you don't have to be perfect from like the beginning.
I actually hate the word perfect because it's such a thief of like creativity and just doing things. Like sometimes you just have to do it, but then you want to be perfect. And like you compare yourself to like other examples, and it's like the thought of just trying to be perfect kind of takes you away from actually like just starting something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, definitely. Like the fear of...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, so, I'm just so enthusiastic today. Kissing the microphone.
Yeah.
No, it's like literally allowing failure to like hinder you from changing and doing something that you really, really want in life and that you want something that you want for yourself. Mm. And I think that's so annoying. Like I hate regretting things sometimes. Like, and then even if it turns out shit or if you make a mistake or if it's bad, like you still did it in the end and you should be proud of yourself for that. And then from that, like the universe will find a way to.
Yeah. I personally also believe that there's like a few, like, I mean, everyone believes in different things, but I think that there's like a path, like kind of in front of you. And there's like a lot of way, like how you say in German, it's like there's a lot of paths that lead to Rome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what if that path didn't work
in
out?
In the end, all ways lead to, no, wait.
In the end, it will always work out and it will always lead you to what you wanted to achieve in the first place and what is like, you know, like there's always going to be an end goal and end purpose, but like don't be scared of taking that one path because if that path doesn't work or that, yeah, then there's another path waiting for you.
Yeah. And so it's also important to like start small and kind of take everything like starting small, because for example, quitting your job and like not having any money isn't starting small, but but like taking everything step by step. Yeah. That's something that I've learned that I had to learn in the past, like those this last year or like already this year. Taking everything step by step, everything day by day, even if you want, take everything by the minute. Like, I remember, I like in the very beginning, Teresa and I did an episode on something. I think it was like we were talking about anxiety or something.
No, we were talking about like Australia.
Maybe like that. But we were like kind of trying to, when we wake up, like when we already have so much in our minds, like going, like so many thoughts going on, like we like to wake up and okay, we're waking up now. What are we doing next? We're going to the kitchen, making a tea or a coffee. Then after that, what are we doing next? And I think that's how it should be in life. Not trying to make do everything at the same time, like change everything at the same time, because that's not how it works. And in the end, it would just overwhelm you. So I think taking everything step by step, all the change that's happening to you or that will happen to you in the future, take it step by step and it will be okay, like just in small portions.
And be kind to yourself and forgiving, because I feel like you said, we sometimes want to reach our goal and want to get there as fast as possible. I think it's like, for example, when you like quit your job or like when there's change happening, you want to like get at the end of it and you're like, oh, I want this change, maybe I want to change to this person.
Just
and
being
then,
really impatient as
because sometimes it's like it doesn't happen that quickly. Like it's like we said 1,000 times, like it's a process that takes time, and like just really being kind to yourself and just like you said, just taking a step by step. I think that's easier said than done. I'm still trying to learn that a lot in my life, but I should take things step by step, because like you said, I really want to take everything by the minute. I'm like, sometimes really like, I want to do this and then do this and then do this. And like, even today, my boyfriend was like, just take it step by step.
Just everything slowly, darling.
Yeah, yeah. Because I feel like I know that, but sometimes I forget about it.
My nose. Yeah. I was like, sorry, guys.
Delish. No, anyways, but I think it's definitely a good point to just like be kind to yourself and start small and take it step by step.
And I think it's also important if you're finding yourself feeling like lonely or alone in that kind of transition phase in your life, where change is happening to you. I think at least I can speak for myself, that connecting with others and, for example, your family or your friends, like talking about the things that are going on, like the things that are changing in your, like in your life or with you as well. I think it's really important to be able, like, to be open about all those things so that you don't have to feel alone or like you're alone in the situation. I think I do that a lot, especially I've noticed that with my breakup, is that I sometimes really try to do everything by myself and like be like alone with my feelings. Like, obviously it's good to be alone with your feelings, but sometimes I feel like I want to try and resolve everything just me alone. And I don't want to be a burden to anyone, like with my feelings or my emotions. So I often kind of just don't say anything or like I don't talk or I don't connect with anyone around me because I'm like, oh, I'll just annoy them, or I don't want to be a hindrance on like anyone, or just don't want to annoy anyone with what's going on in my life. So I think it's really, really important that when your friends, when you have real friends, real good friends, they will be okay with you talking to them about what's going on, and obviously your family as well. So I think that's just something really important to think about.
Yeah, and just like knowing that's what friends are for and what family is for, and like it's always a give and take. Like maybe they are also going through a hard time and then you can be there for them. And it's just like also just reaching out to them and just being like, hey, do you have the space to hold this right now? And if they don't, they will let you know. But most of the time they probably will. And they're happy to talk to you about this because they want to see you happy. They want to see you evolving and growing and changing. And they, like, they love you. They're your friends. So I think it's really important to share in general when there's something going on with you. And I think also everyone knows what is going on when you talk about change. Like, I think we all had to face a change in somewhat phase of our lives, and we know what it feels like and how scary it can be. And sharing that maybe also helped the other person, you know, like maybe they're like, oh yeah, true, that's what I went through, or this is what's going on, or maybe I'm going through a phase of change. And like, yeah, just trying to help each other as much as we can.
And maybe that that person will give you like a really good piece of advice that you can take on your path, and that will really help you in the future. Like, who knows? I think because we're all social beings, I think it's really important to emotionally and also physically connect with other people so that you're not by yourself. Because like, I hate that when you just like, when you're actually feeling like shit and you're like, oh, I would love to talk to someone about it, but then you don't do it in the end, and then you're just by yourself and sitting with yourself and you're like, this is feeling shit.
Sometimes you also just need an outlet. Like, sometimes I don't necessarily, like, obviously it's nice to get advice, but sometimes you just want someone to like listen to you.
Oh yeah. Or just like, sometimes I don't even need advice. Sometimes I just need someone to tell, like, it's fine. Like, it's okay what you're feeling, and it's going to be okay. Like, doesn't like exactly, like doesn't have to be like exact advice or something, but at least just have someone to be with me and just, I don't know, like having that kind of emotional support as well.
Yeah, I can listen to this podcast and know that you're not alone. We're going through this.
Whatever you're going through, it will be okay in the end. It will be, it's going to be fine. Even maybe if it doesn't seem like that right now, it will be, doesn't matter when, but it will be okay in the end. You'll be okay, and
you'll actually maybe be better. You'll get out of this and you'll be like, yes, this is what I needed. I'm a new person. But like, also then you'll take on another change, and like, change will always be present in your life. So it's really important to learn how to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. But that's kind of the tips that we have for you, how to make change in your life or just whatever is happening with you right now.
And also embracing the change.
Yeah, embracing the change. Like, change is good, like we always say. It's really, really good. And I actually read two quotes yesterday, and I thought they might be very fitting for today.
Tell us.
First one is, change is hard at first, messy in the middle, and gorgeous in the end. I really liked it, actually, because it's exactly how it feels for me. Like, in the beginning, like having to kind of, start that kind of transition
or oh my god, that sounded so German, transition. like that transition in your life, it's really hard. And then again, it gets really messy, like with your emotions and stuff in the middle, but in the end, it's gorgeous. I love that kind of the choice of words.
It is. It really is gorgeous in the end. We should glorify, not glorify, but we should make change gorgeous.
And I also, it's actually, I think it's a quote from a book I've already read. The book is The Power of Intention.
Mm-hmm.
My nose is blocked. Sorry. The Power of Intention, which I can really, really recommend. And oh my God, my nose, help.
It's fine. I think you think it's worse than we think it is.
The quote is, change the way you look at things and the things you look at will change. Aww. And I really like that as well, because it kind of like puts that, puts the view on change kind of in another perspective as well. But like we said, change is good, and in life, and like we are not meant to stay the same forever. It's literally like nature, like snakes shedding their skin. human beings, we're not like status, like we're not meant to stay like the same forever in our lives. And we are going to change. Like, it's okay to change. I think that's what I'm trying to like convey, that it's really okay.
It's actually good. Like, I don't want to look back in my life.
I'm the same as I like. Yeah. Which, like, I think it's a meme that I've read, or like a meme, not a meme, sorry. like a quote on Instagram. It's like, you can literally decide to be a different person that you were 5 minutes ago. Like, you can literally like start change wherever, like whenever. Like, I could be like someone else, or like change myself right now.
I could literally change my name, my hair color, the way where I live, like everything.
Yeah. And like, change is always possible. And it's always like, I don't know, it's always there and to grab. And I think that's so cool actually as well, even if it's scary at first.
It's also kind of good to know that, like, what if something actually goes wrong in your life, that, like, I don't know, something happens, and then you're like, it's good to know that, like, I'm always able to move. I'm always able to make new friends. I'm always able to quit that job. I'm always able to dye my hair. I'm, like, there's so many things you can do, and we have the freedom of deciding what our life's going to look like. And for me, it's kind of comforting to know that, like, when I come to a decision, it's like, whatever, like, I can always go back. I can always change my life.
Yeah.
And just try and go and see how it works and work things out on the way.
And just like the ocean, there's like ebbs and flows in our lives. And or for example, I always like to take the example of the four seasons, like like nature or the world, it goes through phases and it changes every few months. And in those phases, there's always something good to take out of it. Like, obviously, we can always focus on the negative, like winter or something, or I don't know, summer, it's too hot or whatever. But in the end, in all of those phases, in all of those seasons in your life, there's always something to take, like something good to take out of it. And I think keep that in mind, because I think that that's something that puts change into a more positive light as well. But yes.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
So what we take out of this, change is good.
Don't be scared of change.
We took so many things out of this. We're like snakes. We shed their skin.
Shedding my skin. I'm a wizard. Okay, guys.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited to see like look back at this time right now, and then like, you know, it's like so beautiful. I love looking, like, I know you shouldn't always look back, but I love looking back
reminiscing
sometimes.
As well.
Yeah, like looking back too. And like see how stupid I was in some situations, just being like, oh, I was so silly there, but like I learned this and this and
I'm
this.
I'm not silly
like,
anymore.
Yeah, no, I probably am silly a lot of times, but like I'm not as silly anymore, and like in the next 3 years, I look back and be like, whoa, I have changed so much. Like, don't you love looking at photos when you're like 14 years old?
Oh my God, same. And I'm like, oh my God.
What was I wearing? What is that makeup look, girl? Like, no, but just embracing that, like, oh my God, imagine I would have just been born with like perfect skills and like knowing everything, and like would be
so boring.
That
would be so boring as well. But anyways, guys, change is good. We've said that for the 10th time now, but
I hope you're drunk by now. Drinking every time we said change. But
people are basically passing out right now because I'm so drunk. Anyways, we hope you liked us talking a bit about change. And if you're going through a rough time or difficult times right now, and a lot of it is changing,
you feel like you have no control.
It's fine. Like, embrace being in the unknown, I think, and being like, be comfortable with the thought of not knowing what's going to happen. I think that's the beauty of life as well. Because we can't always know what's going to happen. Like, if that would be the case, it would be a bit boring.
It's scary as well. I don't want to know where I'm going to be.
Oh my God. Yes. Sorry. My brain was like,
you're like, what do you mean? No, I don't want to know where I'm going to be in 50 years.
Yeah, no, I mean, maybe I'm dead already.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys.
Nice way to end the episode.
But yes, that was everything that we wanted to talk about today. But yes, we hope you guys are well and that you like this episode. And if, I don't know, whenever, wherever you are, if you're going through a hard time, you can always message us and we can... exchange
listen to episodes,
yeah, exchange emotions and loving words,
yeah, create a little community of two broken girls.
Oh my God, that's gonna haunt me forever. Anyways, guys, we hope that wherever you are, you're having a wonderful time. And don't forget to be present. I literally always have to think about Teresa when I say this. Don't forget to be present, guys, and we will see you in our next episode.
Bye.